And we jump into a really, really important conversation. Now, the long-term impact of mentoring can be life and career changing. And it is imperative that a mentee take their role in the relationship very seriously. The interrelationship between the mentor and the mentee depends on the active role the mentee plays, as this is fundamental to the success of the mentorship. So I want to hear from you, your experiences of being a mentor, how you experience your mentee. What are some of the tips you'd like to give to future mentees, or maybe you are a mentee and you want to speak about your own experience? We are joined in studio by lecturer at the Gordon Institute for Business Science, Dr. Dorothy Getiana. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, this relationship of mentor-mentee, in my mind, I always had this idea that you make it formal, you go and you propose to someone, hi, please be my mentor, and you agree and you schedule weekly appointments. And I was completely unaware that there were so many people who called me their mentor. I was like, but we never went into an agreement. Am I your mentor? You know, how does that work?
Yes.
Can you mentor somebody without even being aware that you're mentoring them?
I think it's possible. I think it's very possible, because people aren't all the same. Mentors aren't all the same. Mentees aren't all the same. And so you find people who are incredibly structured and people who are much more formal. And I think the beauty of it is that you can allow for both options.
Yes.
So I quite like the idea of being a formal mentor, and I put quite a lot of responsibility on the mentee.
Yes.
The mentee, it's the up to the mentee to decide in their mind what their objectives are, and what it is that they want to learn more about, and what they would like to have exposure to. Once they've done that, it's up to them to then choose an appropriate mentor and approach them. And the way that we approach them is also quite important.
I think what you are coming to, from my experience of just being in the media space in general, I get people who come to me and they just say, hi, yo, I love TV, please help. And then I'm like, how? What are you asking? You know what I'm saying? Or, oh my gosh, I love radio.
Yes.
Please help me.
And with what?
The times that I've been able to help is when people come to me and they say, listen, I would like to see what you do. Can I shadow you in one of your shows? And I happily say yes. So I think what you're saying about approach is so crucial. So many people miss out on opportunities because they themselves are not sure what they're asking for.
Absolutely. And so that clarity about what do I want to get out of this relationship by the end of a period of time, having worked with this person, having been exposed to them, what is it that I'm going to get out? That is critical. The other thing that I think is the responsibility of the mentee is to make absolutely sure that they manage boundaries. And what I mean by that is to acknowledge that the person that they're asking for has a life outside of being their mentor. So respect time, prepare, come prepared, have a set of questions or requests that you want to make, and don't make unreasonable demands.
Thank you for saying prepare. I think people reach a point in their careers or just in their lives where time is gold.
Yeah.
So the moment a person says, please, can I meet with you?
Yes.
Have an idea in your mind what is on that agenda. Because again, and I don't know if it only happens in the entertainment space where I myself had to go through the process of learning and understanding business, that when you say to someone, please, can I have some of your time? They always want to know, what is on the agenda? Because I need to know if this is something I could have done in an email,
yes,
or done over the phone.
Absolutely. And so you point to another issue there. The preparation also shows respect for the other person's time. And I don't know where we learned that every meeting is an hour long. For busy executives, they often don't have an hour to spend with you. And so when you ask for time, I like it when people are very specific. May I have 20 minutes of your time? And if I say yes, then you show up on time, you call me on time, and we chat for 20 minutes, and you manage our time boundary, and you say, thank you very much, really appreciated the input you gave me, and off you go. That person, that mentor, is more likely to give you another opportunity will be more likely to accept another invitation to meet. Mm. But if you show up there, it just carries on and it goes on and on and on. People don't like that. So it's really important to recognize that executives are really busy. They've got lots to fit in. Another thing to be really creative about is when you try and see them.
Mm.
If the person does exercise in the morning and they'd be open to seeing you during that slot, consider that. If they're happy
especially because now the gyms have gotten so fancy, they have boardrooms.
Exactly.
And I was thinking the same thing about how, you know, I do an early morning breakfast show.
Yes.
So people who actually really want my time know that 6:30 in the morning, you can grab a coffee with
me
and you'll have my undivided attention, especially because it's not during working hours. It's not interfering with family time. It's not interfering with social time. So finding that perfect time in a person's day where they can give you undivided, uninterrupted attention.
Absolutely. Because then it feels less like a burden. It feels less like work. And also I don't think that the relationship or the period of the mentoring relationship should go on indefinitely.
Mm.
You really should contract with someone and say, I would like to set up 5 meetings with you over the course of the year.
Mm.
And be quite specific, time bound, prepare and come in, make it punchy. And when you are there, be present. Really engage, be really curious. Part of your preparation would have been to cover some key questions that you really wanted to do. And I think the other thing to be really careful about is that often mentees assume that the executive that they work with might have lots of power and influence within the organization.
Mm.
And they believe that just because I am his or her mentee, he or she should provide me access with so-and-so or with that and other opportunity.
So managing expectations is an important one. I'm with you there, especially because in as much as some people can get access due to their mentor relationship, I don't think it should be an expectation.
Absolutely.
I think if a mentor wants to take initiative to say, you know what, I've seen some great growth in you, I want to introduce you to someone, maybe there's an opportunity there. I don't think anybody should walk in with an expectation, because my understanding is you're there to learn and to grow.
Yes. So that's very important. You can't make demands. You can't have expectations. You can make requests and be ready and mature enough when the person says no. I can't do that, but I don't think that you are entitled to it.
Yes.
And the better mentors typically do provide access. They do provide advice and guidance and so on. I think the other thing that's also very important is that once a mentee has learned something, has been given some advice and guidance, go away and practice it. Go away and apply it as a mentee. And then what I think mentors appreciate is getting feedback.
Mm.
A quick WhatsApp message that said, thanks so much. The talk we had about how to do a budget was so important, it was so relevant and was so useful because I went back, had an opportunity at work to actually do one, and the stuff that you taught me, I learned, I applied, and it worked. So just some feedback. Also, after a session, you wanted to say?
Yeah, I'm just cutting in there because I'm thinking about the fact that the other thing is when you go to your mentor to ask for help with something, there's nothing more frustrating than somebody coming with nothing.
Yeah.
You know, so let's say you're asking, please help me with a business plan. And you arrive now with literally nothing, not even having filled in, not even having a template. So coming back to the issue of expectations is expecting the mentor to answer the questions for you, as opposed to, look, this is my best foot forward. This is the effort that I've done so far. Can you look it over and give me some feedback, as opposed to, how are you expecting me to write your business plan for you?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. That is really important, because you cannot come to the relationship or the conversation as a tabula rasa, as an empty vessel. Okay, you have to have prepared, you have to have got a draft, you had to have got stuck in, struggled, so that when you arrive there, this is what I did, what do you think about this, what more could I have done, how would you have approached it when you were in this situation the last time, how did it go for you? Rather than putting yourself in a dependent situation or... as someone who's coming cap in hand. And I think that that can be quite deauthorizing for you. And I don't think that it necessarily sets you up for success or creates a good impression. You've got to have tried something. And most people like to work with people who've got their own ideas, but who are looking for shaping, for guidance and so on.
Just that little cherry on top. But what I want us to do, of course, is, you can call us, send through your SMSs, send through your tweets. We're speaking about the responsibilities of a mentee in a mentor relationship. I think a lot of the time the conversation is around what the mentors need to be doing in terms of grooming. But let's go to the lines. We have Derek in Kempton Park. Hi, Derek.
Hi, how are you, Rebofile?
I'm fine, thanks.
Very
and you?
Interesting topic.
Yes.
Very interesting topic in the space that I'm in. Mm-hmm. I'm a certified business advisor and a mentor with Institute of Business Advisors South Africa. So
wow.
I felt so edged and oomphed, you know, when I heard doctors speaking of the things that we experience every day and the things that we look up to every day. The only contribution that I wanted to make to the doctor is if they can help us from the academic point of view to come up with the manuals that will sort of come up with a clear guideline of the relationship between the two.
Mm.
Because we cannot mostly rely on the resources that we get online from Britain, from US and all that. Let us customize it to South African market to say, how do we create that relationship in South Africa so that we don't have a situation where most of the young people, they see their role model as their mentors, whereas they don't have sessions with them. It's just to appreciate them, to shout at them, scream at them and say, like you said, that there are people who call you a mentor, but you never had a sessions with them. So if we can have that, I understand how she explained to say there can be that informal kind of session, but there can be the formal side. Just to give that clarity, especially to young people, so that before they look for a mentor, they know where to get the guidelines. And I believe that from the GIBS point of view, it would be easier to come up with something that it can be a guideline in the industry, because so far, all the mentors we are scribbling and we have different theories that we are giving. So which kind of confuse also the market or the people that needs to be mentored at the same time.
All right.
Thank
you very much, Derek, for that. So Doctor, I mean, what are your thoughts in terms of there being some type of formalized manual and maybe pointers that people need to follow so that everybody gets an understanding of how a mentor-mentee relationship is supposed to work?
Thanks, Rilipkhile and Derek. I think he makes a really good point. And manuals are incredibly useful. Because if you are able to devise one that is practical, that enables a mentor who hasn't had the experience of mentoring before, it can be incredibly useful. It also provides a structure for how you might be able to design and structure your coaching relationship. So incredibly valuable. And I like to have a basis to work upon, but I'm also quite flexible because I think that we are not all the same and we don't mentor in the same way. And as mentees, we don't like the same thing. And so it's to have a mentor. The manual to guide our practice, to give us ideas, but then within that boundary to work quite flexibly with it. That's how I would approach it.
All right, especially because individuals are all quite different.
Correct.
All right, Thabo in Soweto. Hi, Thabo.
Hi, how are you, Kilomkhin?
Fine, thanks, and you?
Thank you. Well, you know, I run a business in the township, an appliance service center. Actually, I was fortunate to get a mentoring program with Auric currently. In actual fact, the guy who just phoned in, he was my mentor a few years back, and it was good hearing from him on the radio, and thanks for the work that he has done so far. So, you know, I think it's very critical, and also starting to see some fruits from being mentored. It's nice when it's practical, more than theory, and when you're given tasks, you know, and also you are kind of being esteemed in what you're doing. So I think mentoring is very critical and important. Sometimes, yes, we go into it expecting to things to be done for us, and actually it doesn't work like that.
Yeah. All right, do you want to respond to that?
Yes, I think he's really very right about that. You know, it is a partnership. That is to the way to think about it. It's a relationship between two people, and relationships involve giving and taking and contributing and reciprocating. And I think the other thing to remember that mentees often hold back on is that they add value to the life of the mentor. Oftentimes there might be generational gaps between the two. There might be the mentee might be younger, may have less experience, but has just come from training or university, and so is really quite fresh and up to date on the theory. Whereas the mentor might quite be practiced in practice and application and experience.
And that makes such a huge difference. Sorry to cut you, but we're running out of time, and I want to give Dumi in Midrand a chance very quickly. Dumi,
terrific program, love it, guys.
Thank you.
On the role of the mentee, it's very important to take advantage of the resource and support system being availed to you by a mentor, but understand what the boundaries are. What Derek was saying about guidelines, manuals, I believe more in the contract, similar to what Derek was saying about a coaching relationship. Define the contracting relationship and stick to that as a mentee, and make sure that you take advantage of it, because it's a very, very valuable resource, and we're seeing more and more of it now.
I'm going to have to let you go there, Dumi. So final words just to wrap up.
I'd say be specific about what you would like to learn. Identify multiple mentors, not just one, who could possibly assist you in your journey. Be quite organized and structured about it, but hold that with lots of flexibility and enjoy, and come into it as much to contribute as it is to take away.
Thank you so, so much, Dr. Dorothy Ngledana, speaking on the issue of the role of the mentee, lecturer at the Gordon Institute for Business Science.